for you on deck 10 forward, and they have this phone
rifle. They'll record this to give everybody an idea of what our cruise director sounds like and stuff like that.
So far, I like her better than staff.
I call them pumpkins because they wear bright orange and they're proud of it. So make sure you book up your lovely, jubbly excursions. We've got your DJs keeping you in the mix on the Lido deck and in the atrium, so don't be shy. Go and say hi.
That's
your amazing housekeeping team have all your rooms ready, so drop off your bags and explore. Our safety briefing will start at approximately 3:30. There is no need to go to your muster station until I instruct you to do so. So keep on enjoying and exploring. And after the safety briefing, we're going to have a big sail away party out on the open deck by the main pool. So lots of fun to be had. But once again, my name is Emma. I'm your cruise director. Welcome aboard, and I'll see you all very soon. Bye, lovelies.
I like her much better than Steph.
Well, there you go. There's our cruise director.
That's awesome.
And we have made it into our room.
We are in room
9174.
And guess what? We got a refrigerator that actually is not pre-stocked. We can actually put our own stuff in it. So when we get our drinking mugs, we can fill them up with lemonade or whatever. And we have a place to put them to keep them cold. So how about that?
Yep, that's part of our room upgrade.
Yeah, because this is our second cruise with them. So we got $100 onboard credit, and we got an upgrade on our room, which is awesome.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And this room has lots of little shelves and stuff that we can put stuff in and on. Little closet area, little shelves, all kinds of neat things. Ooh, buttons.
Oh, boy.
Wonder what this button does. Nothing that I see.
Is it a light switch?
Maybe.
Wonder if it turns the light on and off out here on the balcony, maybe.
Maybe.
That might be what it does. There's similar ones for the bathroom and the main room. So.
They almost look like Wi-Fi buttons.
I don't know about that.
Like smart buttons. I don't know. It makes sense. I'd put smart buttons on the ship. That way, if I needed to turn off, you know, when you're out doing stuff and you want to turn off all the lights, you can just hit one button somewhere in the master control room and shut all the lights off. That'd be pretty cool.
Hey.
Anyway.
I'm like a yoga mat for your luggage. If your luggage does yoga. So it's a luggage mat.
Okay. That was laying on the bed.
It's probably so that way if you lay your suitcase on the bed, you're not going to get their sheets dirty. That's probably
Or tear their sheets or what have you.
The sheets and stuff. So yeah. That's a smart idea.
Makes sense. That must be from experience.
Oh, look. We have lovely accent pillows on our bed. They're blue. And then we have two pillows on each side of our bed. King size bed, you guys, which is awesome. We each have a reading light, which.
Yay.
For me, it's just more light. And there's a light over the couch. There's a light over top of the curtains. There's a light over top of the desk.
We should probably put a video out or at least record one on our cameras before we mess this room up too terribly bad.
Yeah, we will.
Because everybody always likes to see what the room looks like, you know. And so we should do that. But yeah, nice little room, you know. Compared to where we were in the Motel 6, this feels like a closet.
This room is probably like a fourth of the size of that room.
Yeah. But this is a typical room for a cruise ship. You know, typical size. They're not very big. Of course, you don't have a whole lot of room on a cruise ship, so they're as big as they need to be.
Yeah.
Angie's stepping out on the balcony there. I always say if you're going to do a cruise, always get a balcony because they're really not worth doing without a balcony. They're cheaper, but there's something to be said for listening to the ocean and having that kind of access. So, if you're going to do one, make sure that you get a balcony, always. So, so now we're just going to put some stuff away. As you heard, I think she said her name was Nella, I think it was, our cruise director. They make announcements a couple times a day with different activities and stuff that's going on aboard the ship. So, as you heard her say, we got safety stuff coming up at 3. That's mandatory for everybody. Shows you where your emergency exits are and emergency life rafts and whatnot. So
we didn't get lounge chairs, but our chairs, the backs of the chairs, you can adjust. adjust them so you can kind of lean back in the chair.
Good enough.
So that's kind of cool.
Good enough.
I like this extra shelf thingy, and there's a cabinet in the bottom too.
Yep, that's good.
That's handy.
That is handy. So, yeah, so we're going to get all settled in here and get ready for our safety thing. That'll be coming up here for too long. But she said we have to wait for her instructions, so we will do that. Meantime, we'll talk to you guys later as we continue to get settled in here.